Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we're talking mixed martial arts and boxing for the next hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines all around the planet. You can call us like from New Zealand if you want. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, there's also the guilt-free, no commitment text line. The number? 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Take a hard look at the world of mixed martial arts this hour. And, of course, professional boxing, the heavyweight championship of the world. Well, who is the heavyweight champion? Some people say Anthony Joshua. I was at a party last night. It was like split down in three different ways. They had the Wilder contingent. They had the Tyson Fury contingent. They had the Anthony Joshua contingent. And they were all like talking about it. So this is good for boxing. We're talking heavyweight boxing, of course. Johnny Sigg will be here. We'll hear from Muhammad Ali as well. As I said, once again, open phone lines all around the planet. As this is your program, if you like, you can take part. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The world of mixed martial arts and boxing unplugged right here on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, coming to you each and every Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And, a plethora of other internet platforms. Straight up, you're tuned to the longest running show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline.
Play daily fantasy sports? Have you ever wondered how people can make thousands of dollars playing it? Well, we have the answer. Draft-board.com/SOA will give you the expert tools and advice in order to make serious cash. You can sign up for just $1 for 30 days. Yeah, you heard that right. $1 for 30 days at draft-board.com/SOA. That's draft-board.com/SOA. Start making the big bucks today.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to be able to see clearly again without reading glasses? Make the smart choice with IQ Laser Vision. Their team has performed over 150,000 LASIK and smile procedures, and with 11 locations on the West Coast and special out-of-town packages, there is a solution just right for you. See why they have a 5-star rating on Yelp. Check out IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQ Laser Vision.
Is your job sucking the life out of you? Wake up! You can do something else. Information technology. I know what you're thinking, but I'm not a math and science person. No problem, and no excuses, because it's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You can start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Using an overpriced trash bag?
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks?
Whippy, whippy, whippy!
Or a smelly bag?
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
Time to switch to Hefty Ultra Strong Trash Bags, always at an ultra low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
They're our best bags yet, and they cost less than Glad Force Flex, where sold head to head. So you'll be
happy, happy, happy!
Hefty Ultra Strong with Arm & Hammer Odor Control. Also available in heavy duty black bags.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
You know, you could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here listening to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, so I thank you so much for that. Straight up, you are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast, and we're talking no holds barred, boxing, MMA, you name it. We got it going on this hour. On the line from his lair in Las Vegas, Nevada, the great John Signorella. And, of course, Johnny will be here in a couple of minutes. You know, what I wanted to talk to you about was right now we've got a heavyweight division that's exciting. And why is it exciting? Because people are talking about it. I mean, I go places now and people want to talk about Tyson Fury. People want to talk about Deontay Wilder. People want to talk about Anthony Joshua. I was at a party last night, a 60th birthday party for my best friend, Hector Martinez. Of course, the former two-time Golden Glove champion, holds a win over a former world champion. And he was Roberto Duran's manager. Straight up, dude knows boxing. And, of course, he's a Tyson Fury guy. He thinks that Tyson Fury is, like, the stud at heavyweight right now. And, of course, there was Deontay Wilder there. And a couple of Deontay Wilder guys. I think Ricky Alvarez was going with the Deontay Wilder group. And, you know, and I sort of felt where he was coming. He's sort of like John Signorella, you know, all in love with Deontay Wilder. And I'm down with that. And then, of course, you had other people in the house. And, in fact, I went to Hector sort of switched on that one. And he thought that maybe Joshua might be a little bit better than mechanically than Fury, but Fury is, how can we put this, unpredictable. He's taller than all these guys, and none of these guys have ever fought a taller guy than him before, Johnny, and I think that's the most important thing there. You're 6'7", and you're fighting a bigger guy.
These are great points, but even better, how great is it that people are talking about boxing at parties again, and in particular, the heavyweight division, because we know, Pedro, that if the heavyweight division is good, so is boxing, bro. But I tell you what, yes, these guys are huge. And, you know, for Deontay Wilder, for him to box someone taller than him, as great of an athlete as Fury is, it's weird for being as tall as Fury is to box and be as athletic as he is. I mean, that's a tough task for anyone. But, yes, it's no secret I love Deontay Wilder because he's exciting. He brings that fire, man. He brings that bomb to the heavyweight division.
You know, I may get in a little trouble here, but I'm going to go here anyway. Last night, I was with some Mexican-Americans, and I have one in particular, Ricky Alvarez. He and I have been friends for like 50 years, went to high school together, the whole nine yards. Anyway, anytime there's a Mexican fighter involved in a fight with a black fighter, Ricky will find a way for that Mexican fighter to win outside of a gun. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and I just couldn't believe it. He was telling me last night how Mikey Garcia is going to beat up on Spence, and that Spence is unproven, and blah, 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 blah. I said, you ever seen Spence throw a body shot? And he said, yeah, exactly. So that's what I was thinking. My, you know, Errol Spence can crush people with body shots and crush people his size. Dan, Mikey Garcia has yet to prove that.
Absolutely. And you know what? A lot of people are feeling Garcia right now. And he is a great boxer, make no mistake. If they were at even weight, yes, this would be an even fight to me. But they're not. There's
okay.
Weight classes.
Is this breaking down among demographics like it is with me? In other words, the Mexican fans are the ones that are seeing Garcia winning here, while the guys without a fighter in this corner, in other words, people that don't have really have any, you know, they're sort of thinking the other way.
Well, I mean, here's what it's all about: weight classes and weight categories. And in this case, we have a 2-weight class difference. Now, Garcia has done the work. Yes, he does look good, right? He put on the weight. I've seen him next to Errol Spence, but still there's that shoulder difference. There's that body frame difference. And in all honesty, I don't care, you know, what national background you come from. I mean, at the end of the day, size matters in this thing. And Errol Spence is a big guy. Now, I do think Garcia is going to make it interesting for a long time, right? I think it's going to go about 7 to 8 rounds. I think he's going to do good for a minute, but then that size is going to prevail. And down the stretch and the last portion of the fight, I do see Errol Spence just breaking this man down.
You know, just and where he goes after this, I mean, think about this. John Jones beat John Ruiz, of Boston, Massachusetts, for the WBA heavyweight title. That's another story for another day. Johnny Ruiz, call him what you want. He was a character. Anyway, he beats Roy Jones. And then Roy Jones decides to come down 25 pounds for his next fight and loses. He gets knocked out. He's never the same again. Kell Brook moved up to 160 pounds, got his face broken by Gennady Golovkin. He's never been the same. I'm going back to that. Is the risk worth the financial reward? Or because if he does get crushed and he goes back to 35, a shell of his former self, so what?
That's a great point. And the thing is, you look at Brock right there, who you just mentioned, like his face was broken from Triple G when he moved up. And then that's Errol Spence on paper's best win, right? But Brock wasn't the same fighter after that. So how much can you give Spence credit for that win? I do. Because Brock is a good fighter. His face was broken, the orbital bone and all that. But at the end of the day, it's like, how much do you really value money? You know, is the money worth it? Because it might pump the brakes. Like, that one payday might negate you from future paydays down the stretch. Say if you prevail and you fight in a weight category that suits you and you have some wins where you're not making gainful financial, you know, rewards, but maybe you get the big money fight down the stretch. It's all a gamble, Pete. And that's what Mikey Garcia is doing right now. And taking on Errol Spence, it's a huge risk. I tell you what, bro, he's got balls.
He's also getting paid. But he was also off 2.5 years and got paid for being off 2.5 years. Do you think he sort of owed it to Al Haymon? In other words, he couldn't say no, maybe?
It very well could be, maybe. But at the end of the day, he seems like a man possessed. He says, he's like, I see something in Errol Spence that I could beat, that I could defuse. That's interesting to me.
Well, you know what's funny is that we're sitting there with Duran's former managers, the two of them last night, Alfredo and Freddie Martinez, and I said we're going around the group talking fighters, and I got to tell you, we are leaning to the fact that Deontay Wilder is not the guy. You're leaning to Deontay being the guy. We went around the table. We're like 15 people there. There were only 2 or 3 people that gave Wilder more than the 2 rounds that he won knocking that guy down. So how did he get a draw?
Well, listen, the knockdown certainly helped in the scoring. But, however, I don't think Wilder won that fight, and I'm a Wilder guy. I'll be honest. You know, I thought Fury won the fight. But here's what's up. Let's look at the heavyweights real quick. Tyson Fury, in my opinion, is the best boxer out there. Wilder is the strongest puncher, whereas Joshua is a balance of the two. That's why this is so intriguing, because you have all these different facets between these three guys. And then you got Dillian White lurking, who's got a nasty left hook. You got other guys like Daniel Dubois, who you're going to see next week coming up. You know, Adam Kornacki, who just throws a million punches. This heavyweight division right now, man, I am liking it any which way it shapes up. I'm just interested in seeing which one of the three-headed monster that we have, in Wilder, Fury, and Joshua, which one gets that first loss.
Somebody shot me a text here, and I don't know if this is a gag or what, but I always used to joke that a Mexican heavyweight, we used to be a fat middleweight, maybe not anymore. Anyway, they said there's a 6'7" Mexican heavyweight out there. Johnny, you heard about that?
Can we get a name on this guy?
Nah, they just said, have you heard about that 6'7" Mexican? I don't know what he's talking about.
I haven't. I'm sorry.
Maybe he was talking about him laying down.
I think I would have known.
Horizontally?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. Bottom line is we've got open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7527. That guy you see with the Led Zeppelin t-shirt on there on the Twitch.tv blast, of course, coming to you from the Sports Byline USA channel, is the guy on the line from Las Vegas, Nevada, Johnny Signorella. And, of course, we've had a fair weekend of boxing. You say the schedule's hot. What about the MMA schedule? Were you really impressed with John Jones last night going five rounds with Mr. Smith?
You know, not really so much. Not very impressed. I thought Jones should have taken him out, you know, and he gave Smith a lot of credit and didn't want to discredit him as a you know, formidable fighter. But I just wanted something more from that card overall because you're looking at it on pay-per-view, you know. So, I mean, these ESPN cards we've been getting regularly, you know, virtually. I mean, if you're paying for, like, the $4.95 for the Plus or, you know, whatever your subscription plan is to get ESPN in your home with your cable provider, those cards have been excellent. I've been really enjoying those UFC cards. Last night was a little flat for me.
So, I've never been I've always been a pay-per-screw opponent. In other words, pay-per-view I'm down for. In other words, if a fight's worth $40, I used to say a fight's worth $40. Now that $40 has turned into $70 or $80, or you want an HD and you want chicks to deliver pizza, it's probably going like $125. What I'm trying to say is that, you know, I tried to rationalize this out with the Godfather, the HBO Godfather, Larry Merchant Hour, number one, in that with the apps, we're going to $9.99 a month for the Zone. You know, all right, that's $10. Then you've got the ESPN Plus going for $5. Now, if it was just those two apps, that'd be $15 a month or 14, whatever it is, $15 a month for the year. That beats buying two pay-per-views. I mean, it's sort of like the deal that these WWE fans get with WrestleMania. Instead of paying $100 for WrestleMania, they get the WWE channel for $10 a month, right?
Yes, sir. And let's look at ESPN Plus annually, right? $4.95, $60 a year. Man, that's a bargain, right? The Zone at $9.95, $120 a year. That's two pay-per-views, like you said right there. That $120 would cover, say, if you bought Canelo Jacobs and Joshua's next fight at 70 and 70, man, that's over $120. Plus, you got a lot of content on the Zone week to week with boxing and Bellator.
We're talking combat sports on ESPN. You're tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's myevoz.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevoz.com. myevoz.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
Before we get on with the world of mixed martial arts, I got to pitch a bitch, Johnny. I got to tell you. People telling you to donate to their birthday charitable causes on Facebook and, like, putting you in a guilt phase if you don't do it. What's up with that?
Wow. No good, man. I mean, there's a birthday popping off every day, right? So I got to donate money every day now?
Every day? No, four or five times a day. I mean, there's 12,000 likes on the Ring Talk page, okay? So there's 12,000 entities that may want me to wish them a happy birthday each day, and half of them are calling for a buck.
Hey, man, we'll be the ones asking for money on the street if we did that,
will we? Well, hey, we'll do radio for change. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, of course. We're talking with John Signorella. And, John, you've got a different look into the world of the Showtime Championship Boxing era, because Larry Merchant was sort of, how can I put this, wishy-washy, but in that other hour of that we broadcast with Larry, he just sort of was wishy-washy on whether the fact that Showtime was going to go the way of HBO and go bye-bye.
Before the break, we were talking about ESPN Plus and DAZN being the future of boxing. I strongly believe in the apps really taking over. Now, here's what's up. Go back about 2-3 years ago when PBC rolled out, maybe even longer than that, right, where they had the time buys from ESPN, NBC, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then Showtime went dark for a while. And I'm like, what's going on with Showtime? Stephen Espinosa had to address the public, say, hey, we're still invested in boxing. There's a new thing going on. It's an experiment, you know. And then after the smoke cleared, fast forward to now, Fox liked what they saw on the PBC, and they liked some of those numbers they got. They got as high as 4 million views. I believe it was the Porter and Thurman fight, if I'm not mistaken, right? Mm-hmm. So they liked what they saw, the potential there. And so they said, we're going to take this PBC thing and work with it. And they signed a huge contract with PBC, leaving Showtime in the dark. Now, compare it to what ESPN did when they left HBO. I'm sorry, Top Rank, when they left HBO and went to ESPN. It's a very similar scenario. And what happened within 2 years, once Top Rank went to ESPN and left HBO, HBO was in the dark. They started doing pay-per-view and wacky cards. Showtime is doing some wacky cards. To the start of this year, two terrible cards, one pay-per-view with Pacquiao and Broner that wasn't worth a food stamp in hindsight because it was absolutely awful, was not worth the value of the money, and a bunch of terrible Showbox cards. And look right now. Try to find a Showtime date on the schedule. You go to ESPN.com. They have a schedule that, you know, lays out all the platforms. There is not one scheduled Showtime, not even a Showbox, scheduled on ESPN's website that goes all the way to June. Scary stuff. The writing is on the wall.
So should we be playing taps for Showtime Boxing right now?
Well, I mean, here's what's up. If you look at Showtime yearly, you know, and they're an entertainment network like HBO. That's why I could see them exiting, right? So you're paying about $150. Say if you're paying $12 to $15 monthly for Showtime, you know, you're getting great shows. I mean, I love Ray Donovan, dude. That's a great show. Billions is awesome. Great entertainment. But I can't see them sustaining, because if you look at it, it's $150. If you're a boxing fan, you have Showtime, say, just for boxing and some shows, you're paying almost the same thing that you're paying for ESPN and DAZN combined. So you got to look at it that way. I mean, is Showtime as a boxing fan right now worth the money? I think not, unless you're into their shows, which I am, so I'm keeping it.
When you break down the money it takes to be a combat sports fan, if you were to watch almost every entity, I mean, you got the UFC going for, say, 75, it's an average of $75 a month. They never miss a pay-per-view. They even get like 40-1 underdogs to come in and be the main event in pay-per-views. Did people buy that last night?
I really hope not. I mean, because that wasn't worth the value I mean, there are pay-per-view. I mean, it's tough because they cost so much money nowadays. And wait, time out. I'm going to cut myself off. Why are they still charging $9.95 extra for HD? Guys, it's 2019. How much more do you want to fleece the fan? We're all paying for HD extra in our cable. And first of all, everything should be HD at this point in time. I understand back in like 2004, yeah, that extra charge. Ooh, you can watch it crystal clear. You can see the sweat and the blood. Okay, great. But come on, guys.
Listen, time out, time out. Johnny, you don't get it. HD is still, according to the cable networks, in experimental mode.
Yeah, sure. So is the internet, by the way.
What is that?
Exactly. I don't know what that is.
All right. Anyway, we're talking heavyweights, of course, and Johnny Signorella is a heavyweight, no doubt about that. I got a couple of texts here. I can't say that. I'm trying to put this into words, and I'm looking at it, and I'm a wordsmith, and I can't put that decently on the air. So Zach, and it's not Zach Attack Young, my former guy out of L.A. It's some Zach that's whack from Wyoming, man. Whatever you got to say, Zach, you got to clean it up and like put it in English, okay? Straight up, the text line once again to the studio 41. Hey, I was trying to decipher it. Whoa, what was, man? I don't know if he's illiterate, racist, dumb.
Oh, boy.
Is he dyslexic and writing backwards? I mean, this is in code. Anyway, the text line once again, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. So Dana White's talking about a rematch between Ben Askren and Robbie Lawler. I don't know about that. That was a weird, weird fight. I mean, Ben Askren came in there with all these accolades, me blowing him up as being the best welterweight in the world, and then like getting drubbed until he came up with the controversial stoppage.
A terrible, weird stoppage. You know, I think what the referee was trying to tell Robbie was that he thought Robbie had tapped, you know, and he did, you know, motion his arm up and he kind of slapped the knee, you know, of Ben. But I don't think it was an actual tap motion. It wasn't tap, tap, tap. It was one beat, you know. So I could definitely see Robbie's issues with that. And I thought it was very awkward. The bulldog choke didn't look all that tight to me. And I think they got to run that one back. And I think Ben was getting his butt handed to him at the time before that choke.
His first minute into the world of the UFC after talking all that smack, being in Bellator and the one championships in Asia. And he's been on this show in the past. I mean, talking a world of spit with a capital H.
Yes, sir. A whole lot, right?
Not the best welterweight in the world. Neither is Woodley.
Oh, no, no, yeah, I wasn't feeling that last night, bro, at all. I mean, he looked super, super odd. I mean, that's the biggest win for Kamaru Usman, right? It's got to be.
Without a
doubt. Tyrone Woodley, I was confused by what I was watching last night, man. Homeboy didn't show up.
Is Brock Lesnar coming back to the USC now? You know his world in the world of wrestling entertainment, his schedule, his contract, mm-hmm. that kind of good stuff. He's a part-timer, allegedly, there. Is he coming back? I mean, the money's with him and John Jones right now, isn't it?
Oh, I'd love to see that fight, and that would be excellent. And that's where the money is, for sure. Cormier, maybe?
No, the reason why I'm saying John Jones is John Jones has beaten Daniel Cormier a couple of times already, so why do you want to see that go when John Jones is
the guy? Styles not to cut you off.
Go on.
Styles makes fights. You know, Styles makes fights, brother. Who knows? You know?
All right, so time out. I'll put you on the spot right there, Johnny Six. What are you trying to tell me? That Cormier's got a better shot against Brock Lesnar than John Jones? He's a better wrestler. I think that's going to be, listen,
yes.
if you can out-wrestle Brock Lesnar, more power to you. But, you know, I don't know if in all of his wrestling experience, a two-time amateur champion, all that kind of good stuff, talk about Danny Cormier, if he's ever wrestled a guy that big and that strong, because Brock's going to come in at 265 pounds and then weigh in, when they come fight time, weigh somewhere around 290.
For me, it's like John Jones' best attribute will be his leg kicks and his speed with his legs and his athleticism. I think that gives Brock a lot of trouble. Those leg kicks, how fast he can bring the leg up, you know, from the leg kick position all the way to the head. Very, very impressive for John Jones. I just think Cormier does a little bit better with the physical aspect. I don't know if Jones does good physically if Brock Lesnar gets his hands on him and is able to throw him around like we've seen him throwing people around like a madman. You know, I think that Cormier has a little bit better of a chance at using his footing and his balance properly to kind of wrestle, if you will, with Brock. But do we see Brock come back to the UFC? I mean, he's pretty much locked and loaded right now with WWE. He's got a big WrestleMania event, I believe, with Seth Rollins coming up, which I'm super pumped for. I think that's going to be a great match. And I don't know. Brock seems pretty happy there, but he flirts with it every once in a while. He throws it out there that he's still interested in fighting UFC. I'd love to have him back.
You know,
always exciting, win or lose.
You know, yep. I've knocked him a few times and because he doesn't like getting hit on the chin, but who the hell does? You know what I'm saying? I mean, he took like 100 punches from Shane Carwin, and he still stood there, even though I thought he wanted to resign a couple different times, and the referee could have stopped the fight and given him a break, but he didn't. And then he came back and beat Carwin in the second round. But, you know, knock him and say what you want. He's a big dude. He's strong. But how much of that is juice?
It's a great question, you know, and I'm glad you brought this up because I want to apologize to Brock Lesnar. I watched some of his fights recently, and, you know, the mind's memory had said he was chinny and he couldn't take a punch. Man, he took a hell of a beating numerous times and hung in there like a man until, you know, the referee threw it in or the corner stopped it or whatever. So all the credit in the world. Does juice help? I'm sure it does. I'm sure it helps in everything in combat sports, you know. Helps you hit your opponent harder, maybe perhaps helps your punch resistance. I've never taken it, so I have no idea. But I'm sure it definitely has its benefit. You know, I mean, when we talk about people that are chinny, you know, as much as I love Roy Jones, going back to boxing real quick, he gets touched, he goes down. That's chinny. Someone that gets beat up a lot is someone that doesn't protect himself well, like Brock. He doesn't have great punch defense. And unfortunately, that's what led to his demise and nose fight. So I definitely want to course correct what I said in the past. It's more about his defense and not so much that he can't take a punch.
Real quick, Roy Jones story before we split just for a second. Talk about Roy Jones, of course, when he was in the 1988 Olympic trials over in Concord, California. It started in Oakland, California. The finals were in Concord, California. Ray Leonard went to get $1 million in cash. He was going to sign Roy Jones, and he didn't sign Roy Jones because Roy Jones had a glass jaw. This was back in 1988. We knew then. When I said that Roy had a glass jaw, people laughed. And, of course, when it got dented, it got dented. Johnny Signorella returns in a bit. You're tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Money.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
It's a gas.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
A major data breach just exposed millions of Americans to a crime that could cost you your home. Here's retired FBI agent Art Fitzenmeier for Home Title Lock.
Title fraud is one of the fastest growing crimes, and in a moment, I'll tell you how to find out if you're already a victim. Home mortgage files are kept online now, and breaches like this could put you at risk of losing your home. If you have a home loan through a major bank, your mortgage and private data may have been stolen. Scammers forge documents stating you sold your home. Then they'll take out loans on your property and stick you with the payments. You won't know until late payment notices show up or you get evicted. And no bank, insurance, or identity theft programs protect you. For pennies a day, Home Title Lock protects you from title fraud. Now here's how to find out if you're a victim.
Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register for your title scan and report. $100 value free with sign up. Visit HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
Talking about the greatest, folks, I'm talking about Muhammad Ali, truly was the greatest of all time. Well, you know, I was looking at a Macau magazine from Macau, and guess what it said in Macau? Wow, I'm moved by this, no doubt about it. Currently a commentator for HBO, I was doing the HBO International broadcast at the time, Fernandez recounts that at the time, the boxer asked to be driven to an orphanage, having seen enough of the protocol visits. The boxer met a Catholic nun and a small team who took care of 30 children aged between 3 and 3 months. Three months and 10 years. Man, the blows my mind. This brought me back to this. Anyway, bottom line is, nobody quite like the greatest Muhammad Ali. And of course, you've heard him taunt people and this and that. Well, here's about, here's Ali at his best when it comes to taunting people.
I hear a lot of talk about old-time great fighters. I hear people say that Joe Louis, Jack Dempsey, Jack Johnson, Jim Jeffries, and all of them would have annihilated the likes of myself, Muhammad Ali. After watching these films, watching their opponents, watching their styles, watching how they fought, watching the footwork and their speed, and my critics will admit that I am the fastest heavyweight in the history of boxing with feet and hands. It may come as a shock to you, but I say that I would have beat every heavyweight that ever lived before me.
Joe's gonna come out smoking, and I ain't gonna be joking. I'll be pecking and a poking, pouring water on his smoking. Then this might shock and amaze you, but I will destroy Joe Frazier.
Is Joe Frazier your cousin?
That's right. He sure is.
And you think your cousin can whoop me?
Uh-huh.
You really do?
Uh-huh. Anybody on my...
Anybody on your what?
Anybody in my family, I think,
can
whoop me.
Anybody in your family can whoop me?
Yeah,
tell
me.
I'm sorry, Joe Frazier's your cousin. After I whoop Joe Frazier, are you still going to come in here and buy a hamburger?
Uh-huh.
If I beat him, you going to still buy a hamburger?
Uh-huh.
All right.
But try not to.
Try not to.
Let me see you close your mouth and just keep it closed.
Well, you know that's impossible.
No, 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 keep it closed.
You know that's impossible. I'm the greatest. And I'm knocking out all bones. And if you get too small, I'll knock you out.
He can't go one round. He might get him in two. He pulls his hand back. He holds his hands too low. Well, I'm still over here with all of you reporters made it hard on this. Never write about me like him. Never make me 6-1. You just make me angry. Never make me no underdog. And never talk about who's going to stop me. Well, ain't nobody going to stop me. Not a heavyweight in the world fast enough to stop me.
Slow Joe Louis? What, me? Slow-moving, shuffling Joe Louis? Beat me?
Henry Cooper's nothing to me. If this bum go over 5 rounds, I won't return to the United States for 30 days. That's final.
Okay, since you're not worried about this guy Cooper, how about when you get through with him? What are your plans after that?
Well, you're right. I'm not even worried about this big bum. Cooper will only be a warm-up until I get to that big, ugly bear, Sonny Liston.
London, England, I jumped off the airplane. Picture, cameraman, everywhere I go, you can look in the gym today. The TV, the cameraman, everybody follows me. I'm so great.
See that bear on the street? I beat him before the fight.
You'd actually take him on before the fight?
Beat him like I'm his daddy. I make this prediction. This will be the biggest upset in all fighting history, and this will be the easiest fight of my life. The bum is training harder for this fight than any fight in the past.
This is Cassius Marcellus Clay. He's young. He's handsome.
They know it.
He's a poet, a prophet, and many people believe he'll be the next heavyweight champion of the world. I saw Sonny Liston a few days ago, Cassius.
Ain't he ugly? He's too ugly to be the world champ. The world champ should be pretty like me.
Well, he told me to bet my life that you wouldn't go 3 rounds.
Well, if you want to lose your money, then bet on Sunday.
May I ask you
because
this?
Because I'll never lose a fight. It's impossible. Tell him. It's impossible.
Never lost a fight in your life.
Ask any of my fans when was the last time they lost. I'm too fast.
Champion from
I'm
the
king.
King
born
of the
champ.
Born a to camp from the crib.
I predict that he will go in 8 to prove that I am great. And if he want to go to heaven, I'll get him in 7. He'll be in the worst of fix if I cut it to 6. And if he keeps talking jive, I'll cut it to 5.
I'm the king of the world.
Hold it. You're not that great.
I'm a bad man. I don't want to mess with your trainer. I just want you to know that from now on, you are the rabbit.
Do I sound like I'm quiet to you? As loud as I'm hollering, you call me quiet?
Well, this is a report. We're here.
I'm hollering loud because I can back up every word. And I'll whoop any man in the world. And I want everybody out there on TV to know it. I am the greatest.
You're taking Zora Foley too lightly.
Why would you say that?
Because every indication has been that you're confident that you can beat Zara.
I'm confident I can whip all of them. This ain't nothing new. My image is being confident. We're just trying to make it look like something new for her. I'm always confident I can whip all of them.
You're being extremely truculent.
Whatever truculent means, if that's good, I'm that.
You tell Joe, I'm in that footage, that I'm here with Sugar Ray. Joe Lewis is flat footed and Sonny Liston is flat footed. Sugar Ray and I are two pretty dancers. We came. As soon as I knock that bomb off, I'm going to take Cleveland Williams, our Billy Daniels, both in the same night if we can arrange it. I'll whip both of the bums.
I'll show you what a real champion is. I'll show you what a real champion is. Take that thing on down. I ain't that heavy. Move it on down, Commissioner. I'll straighten it all out.
215 pounds.
215 pounds. You know he's in trouble.
Muhammad, during that fight that you lost, you said you'd kiss his feet.
I lied.
I'm for real, man.
I'm for real.
You come just in. Get past Patterson. Come on, ring number 2. Sonny. Stones will fall in 5.
Sonny, come over and
all
make that offer.
Fall.
Come over and make that offer.
And you be
tomorrow.
There to see it. You hear? Man, I don't get hit. I'm the fastest thing on 2 feet, man. Are you crazy? I'm tired
all
of
right.
talking.
Listen, the champion just made an offer. $100 a round to spar with him. And you can get in shape besides.
Well, I'll make a better offer than that. I'll fight the champ for nothing.
Frazier visited our studios while preparing for their fight number 2 and to analyze their fight number 1.
He won't bring up the hospital.
What difference?
Why'd you bring up the hospital?
I went to the hospital.
Why you figure I'm
leaving? I went to the hospital. Why you think I'm leaving?
You know, you sat down.
Yeah. Sit down, man. God,
sit down, Joe.
Why you think I'm eating?
Sit down, Joe.
Huh?
Sit down quick.
Why you think I'm eating? Sir,
the drummers are here.
You doing this too?
No. Sit down quick, Joe.
Well, we're having a scene, as you can see, and it's hard to tell whether it's clowning or for real between the two fighters. This kind of thing has been going on all along in terms of promotion of a fight, and this time it seems to be for real, because Joe Frazier is really angry. I think that Ali is probably clowning.
The bonus man is going to whoop George Foreman, and I'm going to whoop him of all places in Africa, in the Congo, where the Lumumba boys are.
Now fighting in your home territory, you couldn't be any happier the way this is coming up in September.
Why would you call Africa my home territory?
You've been telling me that for 10 years.
That's right, and if you come over there talking like that, we'll cook you.
I've been working 4 months for this fight. My weight today is 214 pounds. That's fight weight already. I'm way ahead of schedule. My timing, my accuracy, my reach will be 1.5 inches longer. The man is slower. The man is flat-footed. The man don't stand a chance. The stage has been set. This man is supposed to annihilate me 10 years from Sonny Liston. I'm supposed to be get it that time. I think it's befitting that I go out of boxing just like I came in. Shocking the world by beating a big, bad, ugly monster that nobody could beat.
I told you, all of my critics, I told you all that I was the greatest of all time when I beat Sonny Liston. I told you today I'm still the greatest of all time. Never again defeat me. Never again say that I'm going to be defeated. Never again
make me the underdog until I'm about 50 years old.
That's right.
Then you might get me. I told you I'm the real champion. I told you, I'm the champion of the world. All of you bow. All of my critics crawl. It's Joe Frazier. They still think Joe Frazier can beat me. And I got his conscience right here to keep me on guard. See, here's the way he looks when you hit him. Come on, Gorilla. This is a thriller.
Ha, ha, ha.
we'll see.
I don't care how small the ring is. I'll fight that chump in a telephone booth.
Oh, look at me. Look at my nose. Perfect shape. Lips, face. Now, I'm not boasting. It's hard to be humble when you're as pretty as I am.
What were some of the things that bothered you?
He called me Uncle Tom. I never knew what Tom was. You know, I thought it was a guy that peeped through windows or something, you know? And I never peeped at no window.
It's peeping Tom.
Joe Frazier didn't know the difference between a peepee Tom and an Uncle Tom there. Did that blow your mind there, Johnny Sig, or what?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely not. Muhammad Ali took every shot available towards Frazier with his lack of knowledge about certain things, and he definitely played off of that big time.
Poor Joe. Joe was very, very bitter, man. I mean, I've been around Joe when he was drunk. Yeah. When Joe Frazier was drunk, he was a bad guy to be around. I do want to mention props to my former broadcast partner with Don King Productions in there, Colonel Bob Sheridan. He was part of that broadcast there, interviewing Ali, I think, in Zaire, Africa. And Bob Halloran, who was formerly with Steve Wynn, when Steve Wynn had Steve Wynn Boxing, of course, at the Mirage Hotel, and signed Evander Holyfield to fight Buster Douglas for the World Heavyweight Championship, of course, after Buster had knocked out Mike Tyson in 1990, man. Those are big times, but Bob Halloran was the first guy, probably the first guy to discover Muhammad Ali as far as network TV was concerned. He was the Miami TV ABC guy, so he was just like right there, man, and it was Bob and Ali, and that friendship lasted until, of course, Ali passed a couple of years ago at the age of 74. Anyway, back to Muhammad Ali, 56-5, 37 KOs. Today, of course, are there any athletes that pique people's curiosity outside of just the boxing world like Ali did?
No, and even beyond athletes, celebrity in general. I mean, the most, in my opinion, Muhammad Ali is the most polarizing, you know, amazing figure in culture, in pop culture, in society, in history. Like, I mean, you could put him up there with like an Elvis Presley, man. You could put him up there with like a Michael Jackson, despite Mike's problems and issues in his personal life. I get it. But like everyone knows the name Michael Jackson. Everyone knows the name Muhammad Ali.
You had
everyone
to go
knows
there.
The name Elvis Presley. There's not many people out there that could say that. Like the world over. Like you were mentioning before, there's been times where Ali would go to places with no electricity and they knew who he was. I mean, come on. Who could compare to that? So, I mean, that will never be duplicated, never be done ever again. I'm sorry. That sounds negative. I mean, I have no hope in anyone ever reaching the height of Muhammad Ali as far as a public figure is concerned.
You know you're dead when you're dead, because with the king of pop, of course, when I think of Michael Jackson, I think of Macaulay Culkin, because they little kids and stuff like that. But when he was dead and they flew his body by helicopter to the to an L.A. airport or something, anyway, they took his body and they threw it like a sack of potatoes into the ambulance, and his body bounced. And I said to myself, no respect for the king of pop, you know, but anybody. I mean, just threw him like a sack of potatoes, man. You know, billionaire or whatever he was a freak. You know, I knew his dad, right? Me and Joe Jackson hung out together many, many times. Joe Jackson had the finest chicks in all of Vegas. If he had the finest chicks in Vegas, what does that tell you? I'm telling you, Joe Jackson had the finest women in all of Las Vegas, and not once, not twice, for decades. And he was still married all the while to Mrs. Jackson. So that was a little bit weird. Anyway, she survives them all. Isn't that a trip? Anyway, you are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Back to wrap up this two-hour edition right after this.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Now, more Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Got to do something!
Tower of Power brings us back from the break, baby. Larry Braggs, cut it up, Larry! Larry is now the lead singer of the Mighty Temptations, I kid you not, from Executive Suite. That's where I discovered him. He was doing a band like this on the wharf. He was working with Jose Cruz, a great guitarist locally, and I said, man, I told Tower of Power, this guy's the man. And then they said, he's only a studio guy, I mean a lounge singer. He's not going to make it. He lasted with the band 13 years, now he's with the Mighty Temptations. Bottom line is, we go back to Las Vegas and our man Johnny Signorella. And Johnny, we've got a picture up on the Twitch.tv screen of you wearing a Led Zeppelin t-shirt. When was that taken? You were 14?
I'm going to say I was in my early 30s. I'm probably rocking the longer hair nowadays. I roll out with the shaved head, and I know what picture you're talking about. Led Zeppelin's one of my favorite bands of all time, and I think that was a photo for some band I was
no, with. No. Behind you, there's an open sign for a massage parlor. It says Tricky Massage. What does that mean? Tricky Massage.
You know what? That makes... Yes, sir. That makes 110%. That's correct. I used to frequent those places back in the early 30s.
So you were busted coming out of a massage parlor by a covert camera.
Absolutely. And hey, that seems like the popular thing to do nowadays, right?
Bottom line is, what's coming up in the week of boxing and mixed martial arts in your mind?
I'm looking forward to boxing this weekend. We got Porter and Ugas coming up on Fox. Daniel Dubois the night before that on ESPN+. Dimitri Bivol and Joe Smith on DAZN. A great light heavyweight title fight you'll definitely not want to miss. It's going to be good. And then looking forward ahead to Spence and Garcia, the big one on March 16th.
Real quick, if I had to put you on the spot, give me a prediction and stick to it.
For Spence and Garcia?
Yeah. But, hey, you see how he said Spence? It? No. About tomorrow. About the sun coming up tomorrow.
Spence takes out Garcia, TKO, round 10.
Good enough. John Signorella, you got the YouTube. Real quick, give me in 20 seconds.
Search us Ring Talk Worldwide. Thank you so much, everyone. Enjoy your Sunday.
The guy, Johnny Signorella, folks, still unbeaten out of Las Vegas, Nevada. You are tuned to Ring Talk. 35 years now, the leader in combat sports on Sports Byline.